Okay, so here we go. So have you guys ever heard the tale of Bruce Wayne and all of his fairy tale sons?
No.
And daughters?
No.
Okay.
Do tell.
So once upon a time, Bruce Wayne was Snow White. And this is where we're starting, okay? Okay, so Bruce Wayne is Snow White, and so he has, like, this evil, like, stepmother who's basically the Joker slash a witch who, like, hates him and has it out for him. But, like, Bruce has, like, skin as fair as snow and hair as dark as whatever and is, yeah, night. Dark as night. Correct. There you go. And he's the fairest in the land, but the Joker wants to be fairest in the land, so he, like, hates Bruce Wayne and his family. But Bruce Wayne has a whole bunch of adopted kids because it's Bruce Wayne, right? So there's Dick, who's the Little Mermaid. So he comes from under the sea, right, where he's, like, a prince, but then he, like, he's like fascinated by humans and then he like loses his parents and like gets ejected from the sea and he doesn't have his voice and he doesn't know what to do. I think there was a sea witch, I can't remember. And so Dick doesn't know what to do, and so but then he runs into Bruce and he like gets adopted by Bruce. And then they're, like, family, and it's great, and they have their little found family. But, meanwhile, Jason is this, I guess he's a prince. I can't remember. I think he's a prince. How does this story go? So he's a prince, but he's Sleeping Beauty. So he, like, something about a dragon. And then he gets betrayed by an evil fairy who blessed him. But the evil fairy, I can't remember who the evil fairy is. I don't think it's the Joker. Maybe it's also the Joker. The Joker really hates Bruce Wayne and his family. So, these brownies are good. So, Bruce Wayne, no, Jason. We're talking about Jason. So, Jason is Sleeping Beauty, and he gets cursed by this fairy. And so he, like, falls asleep. But I can't remember if there's somebody who rescues him. I think if I was writing this story, it'd probably be Bizarro, because I'm into that thing. But then, yeah, so he's kind of like, but then he sleeps, but then he, like, wakes up, because it's Sleeping Beauty, and that's how that story goes. But then there's the really important one, obviously, which is Tim, who is my favorite Robin, and Tim is Rapunzel. And so Tim is locked in this.
Wow.
Look. So Tim is Rapunzel. So he's locked in this tower by this evil witch. And he really doesn't care because he's got all his, like, computers and shit up there. And, like, he can, like, watch humanity from, like, above. And, like, Tim's a weirdo, so he likes that shit. And so he's into that. Except then one day he sees, like, the prettiest boy ever. And this boy's name is Khan. And he sees him out the window. And he's like, oh, my God, I want to go out there so I can, like, meet him. But Khan can fly, so Khan, like, flies up to his window, and it's like, oh my god. But then Tim wants to see the world outside, so he, like, escapes from the evil witch, and he finds Bruce, who he's, like, seen through his computers. And then he also gets adopted by Bruce. Then there's Damien, who's, like, a little shit, so he's the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. And Damien, like, obviously, he, like, tells a witch to fuck off, basically, when she wants shelter from the cold. This witch might also be the Joker. I think all the witches are just the Joker. They're just all the Joker. For purposes of this version of this story, they're totally the Joker. So this witch, like, comes to the door and is like, yo, I need shelter from the rain. And Damien's like, yep, it's sure raining out. Sucks to be you. And, like, closes the door in his face. And so, but then he's like, oh no, I'm cursed to be a beast. And Damien was already kind of a little shit. So now he's like a little shit with claws. But like, he's Bruce's son. So Oh, yeah, Damien's actually his son, because, I mean, well, they're all actually his sons, but Damien is his biological son. Wait, maybe the witch is actually Damien's mom. Damien's mom is definitely evil. So I'm going to change that, and actually Damien's mom is the witch. Talia's pretty bad. So he, like, finds his adopted brothers and shit, and, like, they teach him to be less of a monster, and through the power of familial love, and so then Damien is less of a shit, and I guess slightly less beastly, except maybe he still is because it's Damien. So Bruce also has some adopted daughters. So Steph is Cinderella, and she has an evil family who's full of, who, like, totally, like, take credit for all of her stuff, and she doesn't want to be evil, but they're all like, rah, I'm evil. So Steph is like, I don't want to be evil. And so Steph is, like, trying to escape to them to, like, the palace of Wayne Manor, and so, like, she's trying to get over there. So then there's this, like, ball, right, and that Bruce is hosting, and so Bruce, I can't remember. So Steph something, Tim's already there with Khan, I think, and then Steph shows up, but, like, her evil stepsisters and dad are, like, taking credit for all of the good things that Steph has done, and Bruce, like, believes them, but then...
What the fuck, Bruce?
Bruce is kind of an asshole sometimes. I mean, it's Bruce. But then, like, Tim helps her prove that actually it was totally her, and Bruce is like, okay, I guess you can come be part of our family. I've totally forgotten what Princess Cass is. We're gonna come back to that. Put a pin in that. I feel like I said Mulan, but the version of this story that was actually written is different than that. Yeah, Cass, I don't know if Cass would fight for the honor of her family, because her family's also evil. Anyway, Barbara. Barbara is a good and kind person who fights for evil and is slightly naive, except then she gets tricked by the witch, who is definitely the Joker again, into kissing a frog, and then Barbara becomes a frog, and what can she do except she can still run all of her computer systems? So Barbara is the princess and the frog.
But she just stays a frog?
I think she stays a frog.
Does she just hop around on her keyboard?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? Like
voice commands that respond to different pitches?
That would be awesome. Somebody should totally make... Wait, haven't they done that with, like, dolphins?
Yes.
I think they've done that with dolphins. Now that I think about it, this doesn't make any sense, and probably Barbara turns back into a human, but I can't remember that part. So, and it makes me laugh. So in my mind, she's going to stay a frog, because I like the image of a frog being the most powerful, like, computer wizard in all of magical fairyland Gotham. So, Cass. What was Cass? I'm going to say she's Mulan. That's almost definitely wrong. But she goes to fight for the honor of herself, and she can't talk, but then she meets Cinderella, who's actually Steph, who, like, helps her learn how to talk and defend herself. Well, she already knows how to defend herself, but, like, be, like, a human who can interact with things, and introduces her to Bruce, and Bruce is like, okay, you can become part of my weird fairy tale princess ragtag adopted family. And then all together, but it turns out there's, like, a plot against them because the Joker is, like, fucked all of them over because the Joker is this evil witch, right? And so then he, like, kidnaps Bruce and, like, puts him into, like, a deep sleep and tricks him with something that's not actually a poisoned apple, but it's something like a poisoned apple. And then Bruce is asleep, but then, like, all of his adopted children are like, fuck no, we can't have that. And so they, like, all band together and create a plan to, like, rescue him. And then they, like, gather around his coffin and, like, through the power of, like, their combined familial love for him, save Bruce Wayne. And he wakes up, and then they are all happy. The end. Well, it's the Bat family, so happiness is relative. They're happy at least for now. I mean, except for maybe Jason and Damien, who are never happy. But
until now, by the power of Grayskull, stuck in my head.
No, Grayson. Different fandom. This one's by the power of Grayson, who will make everybody happy with his fluffy, shiny, happy delightfulness, because Dick Grayson.
Or his butt.
Also his butt. Because Dick Grayson.